All right, stop your dollar. Let's go. So we say, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kol Amariv Atzmoi B'Shanei Ravoin, Nitzom Misa Mishona. Anybody who starves himself, literally, who lowers, lessens his portions of food during years of famine, Nitzom Misa Mishona. He'll be saved from a Misa Mishona, from an unusual death. Shenemar Barav Padech Mimaves, as we say, Barav, at the top of Yod Aleph Amud Aleph. Barav Padecho Mimaves.
Three lines down
is where we got up to yesterday. That just shows you that more people have to start coming on the Shabbos stuff, Yomi. That's the okay, fine. Barav Padech Mimaves. Fine, Barav, in hunger, Padech Mimaves, you'll redeem yourself from Mavis, you'll save yourself from the Misa Mishona. Mirav Miboyele. The Pashup shot in the Pasuk would be that the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Mirav, Padech Mimaves, Hashem saves you from famine, from the death of famine. That's the Pashup shot. Would it be Mirav? It would have said Mirav, from famine. That's what the Pasuk would have said if it was the Pashup meaning, Elahachik Amar, what's Birav in famine? As we said, that Bishar Shemarav Atzmo Bishoni Ra'ovoin, Nitzel Mimisa Mishona. That from the Schar, the reward that a person starves himself during the years of famine, he's nitzel misa mishona. Misa mishona means any unusual type of death that isn't directly orchestrated simply by the Malach HaMavis when a person's lying on his bed. Kederech kol aholam. Okay. Now, why is he nitzel misa mishona by withholding himself from eating a lot, from enjoying a lot during years of famine? We'll see in a second. It's the same idea as the following statement of Reish Lakish. Amar Reish Lakish, says Reish Lakish, Asur la'adam l'shamish mitaso b'shani ravoin. It's asur for a person to have marital relations with one's wife b'shani ravoin in the years of famine. Shenemar li'yosef yelich ne'bonim b'terem tavav shnas harabas. It says Yosef had two children before the years of famine came. Tana, it was taught, chasuche bonim m'shamshin mitosein b'shani ravoin. If a person has not yet been yotzei peruvu, they don't yet have a boy and a girl. They've been yet with the other shittas peruvu and been yotzei peruvu. Then they can still be mishamish mitoseyan b'shani rovo, and they can continue to have marital relations during the years of famine. Okay, and this is an idea of a person has to be. A person has to be mishtate pitzar v'tzibor. The tzibor is generally in famine. There's a period that everybody is pitzar. A person has to withhold himself from his indulgences during that period. Now, just on the halacha of asur l'shamish mitaseh b'shani ravoin, it's only in that place where the tzar exists. It's only in that exact place where the tzar exists, in that city, in that medina. It's not going to be in the entire world, although we are certainly... we certainly sympathize, we certainly relate, we certainly are pained to the sorrows of other Yidden elsewhere. That's not going to affect us as far as Shani Ra'avon. Does it apply to other sorrows besides famine? The answer is in the Yerushalmi, it says yes, it does. There is somewhat of a debate how far we go with it, but the minhag is that we say it applies to all tzaros, be'ikar, any tsar that's nogeya to life and death, that affects life and death. If it's just affecting a monetary loss, you know, stock market's down, that's not, you can eat as much as you want, not an issue. But if it's dealing with life and death, then on any tsar, we should a person has this chiyuv to hold back. Okay. It's only in those places. And as far as Tashmish Shemito on Leil Tevila, Mikveh night would always be permissible. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbana, Bisman Shi Yisrael Shri and Bitzar, Perish Echad Mehen. At the time that Klai Yisrael is Shri and Bitzar, everybody is engrossed in tsar. And one of them leaves. One of them does his own thing. He's not involved with them. He's not sharing in that tsar. He's happy. He has a good situation. The two ministering angels that accompany a person at all times place their hands upon his head. And they say to this person who separated himself from the tzibor, this person who separated himself from the tzibor, in their pain, will not see, will not merit to see in the nechama, in the salvation, in the comfort of the tzibur. Tanya Edach, and we learned in another brisa of Bismancha, Tzibur Shari B'tzara, Yomar Adam, Eilich L'Beisiv O'ich V'Eshta V'Shalom Alech Hanashi. At the time when the tzibur is in the tzar, a person shouldn't say that I'm going to go to my house, I'll eat, and I'll drink, and I'll be happy. Things are good for me. I'm okay. Vim oisekein, and if he does, all of a kos of vaymer, on him the posik says, vim nesosun v'simcha, harag bakar v'shochet soin, ocho basar v'shosus yayin, ocho v'shosu, kimachar namas. This idea, let's party it up. Shech the behemas, prepare the soin, prepare the sheep. Eat and drink and be merry, because tomorrow we're all going to die anyway. It's all short anyway. Maksiv basrei, what does it say afterwards? V'nigle, be'azne Hashem tzavos, im yechuper oven azel lechem atamusun. That your actions are revealed in the ears of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, im yechuper oven azel lechem atamusun. And how are you going to have kapar for this atamusun until you die? Until your death, you can't. This is an avera that is very serious, and likely a person will not be able to merit to do tshuva on it before he dies. He won't be yira be nechmas hatzibor. Okay. Atkan midas beinanim. This attitude of I'm indulging because kimacher namis, because tomorrow I'll die anyway, that's already a midas beinanim. That's already the way that the beinanim think. Not a rasha, he's not a rasha. He's a beinani, he's a middle level person. But he realizes that life is short. Why not? Why should I withhold myself in the temporary circumstances? The circumstances will change anyway. I might as well fulfill my life to the fullest. He has good intentions here, this person. He wants to live it up. In ruchnias, gashmias, he's probably a masmid. Let's see what happens. So, but the Rishoyim, Avabimidis Rishoyim Makasiv, what does it say by the Rishoyim? Osyo ekche yayin viniz besheicher. Come, let's drink, let's party. Let's take wine and other alcoholic beverages. Vahaya kizeh yom machar. And as is today, so too will be tomorrow. There's no concept of death. They don't think about death. It's a nonstop, everlasting party. That's their attitude. That's the attitude of the Rishoyim. Makasiv Basri, what follows this pasuk? That last pasuk is a pasuk in Yeshaya. What follows that pasuk is the pasuk Hatzadik Ovid Ve'ein Ish Samalev, Kimipneira Nesav Hatzadik. That the tzaddik is lost and nobody pays attention to realize that it's because of the Ra that the tzaddik was Nesav, that the tzaddik was taken away, that he was deceased. Now there's two ideas in this. That one idea is that we say Kimipneha Ra Nesav Hatzadik, that we say that the tzaddik dies because of the Rishayim of the door. The tzaddik hador is a kapara, in a sense. He's taken as a carbon for the Rishayim of the generation. So following the pasuk of V'haya kizeh yom machar, that we said was Midas Rishayim, it says that the tzaddik is Nesaf mipnei Ra. So we see that's Rishayim. Ra is taken because of the Ra, because of these people who live life like it's nothing. They don't take things b'cheshbin. They don't live seriously. For them, the tzaddik is nesaf. So we see that's Ra, that's Rishayim, Midas Rishayim. That's one way to understand the Gemara. Another way to understand the Gemara is that it's going back on the idea of being mishtatei pitzar with the tzibur. That, why did the tzaddik die? He was a tzaddik, but it's because mipnei Ra. Because he wasn't mishtatei with the tzibur. He wasn't mitzayer with the tzibur. When there was a Ra, to the tzibur, there was a tzar. He didn't take part in it. He didn't engage in it, and that's why he was that was an avera significant enough that the tzaddik was taken away. This that the tzaddik is taken as a kapar for the door is a very interesting orachaim in Parshas Mishpatim by Kitetsa Yesh v'Ochel Kotzim by Hever Ayin Sham. Okay, let's continue. Ella, what should a person do? Yitzayer Adami Matzibor. A person should be Mitzayer himself with the Tzibor. He should paint himself together with the Tzibor. She came Matzina by Moshe Rabbeinu, should Tzir Atzmo Matzibor. And said we find by Moshe Rabbeinu that he was Tzir Atzmo Matzibor. He painted himself together with the Tzibor. Shenema V'yidei Moshe Kaveidim. Moshe was on the mountain when his hands became very heavy. V'yikhu Evan, V'yasimu tachtav by the Mechamis Amalek. Klal Yisrael is fighting Amalek. Moshe is standing on the mountain with his hands up. His hands become heavy. V'yikru evan v'yasimu tachtav v'yoshav aleha. They took a stone, they put it underneath him, and he sat upon it. V'kilu hayla l'moshe kar achas or kisses achas l'yoshav aleha. He doesn't have a pillow. He doesn't have a cushion to sit on. Elokach amar Moshe. Hoyo v'yisroyo shriyim b'tzar af ani eya imahim b'tzar. Since Klal Yisrael is b'tzar, I'll also be with them b'tzar. They say at the time of World War I that the Chafetz Chaim, who was very old at the time already, he would sleep on the floor. He was sleeping on the floor. And they found the people, Bnei Beso, the people of his house, they found him sleeping on the floor. It's a Chafetz Chaim. They said, "How could you know, you're so old. There's no chiyav. Why are you sleeping on the floor? Sleep in your bed. So he said, how can I sleep on the floor when I know that people outside don't have homes? And that there are people that don't have homes. How can I sleep in my bed tonight? That was the Chafetz Chaim. And, okay. Similar. Okay, let's continue. So we say, "V'kol mitzayir atzma matzibor zoicha v'roya b'nechmas tzibor." Anyone who is mitzayir himself at the tzibor is zoicha v'roya in the nechama of the tzibor. Now, interestingly, we say the same thing by Tisha B'Av, that anyone who is miskol misabel al Yerushalayim zoicha v'roya b'nechmasa, he'll be zoicha and he'll see b'nechmasa. Says the Hasam Sofer, "What's zoicha v'roya?" He's zoicha and he sees. It should be yizke v'yira. And so through here, it should be zoicha v'yira. Yizke v'yira. He'll merit and he will see. What's zoicha v'roya? Because when you, well, he says by Yerushalayim, I don't know if it counts here, but when you're misabel with it, and the tzar is so real to you, when Yerushalayim is real to you, this idea that you're mitzayir yourself over something, it's real to you. You're really experiencing Yerushalayim by the fact that you're misabel over Yerushalayim. That itself is Nechamas Yerushalayim. That itself brings Yerushalayim back into a reality. By the fact that it's so real to you that you're misabel upon it. So through here, by the fact that he's, you could say the same thing here, that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik said by that mimer. But over here, you could say also that the person, he's mitzayir himself with the tzibor, that tsar is real to him. It's real to him by the fact that he's engaging in it. And therefore, when the tzibor is saved and comes out of it, that to him is the Nechama. He experiences that same Yeshua, that same Nechama. He feels it like the tzibor feels it. That's Zoicha V'roya. B'nechmas tibor. And the achdus of Klal Yisrael is really what brings about the Nechama that Zoich V'roi B'nechmas tibor. The fact that he's being mishtatev, you can say that here also. Okay, fine, let's continue. V'shema yimer Adam mi meyed bi. Maybe a person will say mi meyed bi. Who'll testify on me, right? Who knows? Nobody's going to know this, right? V'shema yimer Adam mi meyed bi. He'll be made upon me. Avnei beiso shu'adam v'kuras beiso shu'adam yidin bo. The stones of a person's house and the boards of a person's house will be made upon him. Shenemar ki evan mikir tizak, that the stones mikir from the wall will cry out. The kapis me'etz yanena, and the kapis, which is a piece of what is it exactly? I think it's a piece of clay that you put between the boards when you have boards lined up in a pile. We had this earlier. You have boards. It's a brick. It's a brick that you put in between the boards when they're lined up in a pile. So this v'kapitz, in order to, because they're not exactly balanced exactly, so you put this in between. Fine. So we say, v'kapitz me'etz yanena, that the kapitz from the eitz, from the wood, yanena, that will answer. That will give testimony and answer against him. Debir b'shilo amrei, shnei melochi asheretz malavon la'adam hemi yidin olav. In the Debir b'shilo, the Beis Medrash b'shilo, they said that it's the two melochi asheretz that are malava person. They're made upon him. Shnei melochi v'yitzavalach, that the pasuk says, ki melochi v'yitzavalach, that the malachim accompany a person. There's a very interesting halacha in the Torah. We see this idea that two malachim are always accompanying a person. Now, Leil Shabbos, Ki Yidua, you know, Shalom Aleichem, etc. To the malachim, that they're accompanying us. But this is they accompany us all the time. Is that Pashut? So there's the Torah says that when a person goes into, this is in Ur Chaim Halacha Simin Gimel. He says that when a person goes into the basic Kisei, he should say, Hiskab de Mechubadim Kedoshim Meshar Seyelyon. You should be hiskav the mechubadim, like bekoved. You should be mechubed kedoshim mesharsi elyon. You holy ones, mesharsi elyon, these ministers of above. Shamruni, shamruni, azruni, azruni. Watch me, help me. Hemsinali achi akanis ve'etze. Wait for me until I come and go out. Fine. Shekain darkin shibaneyada v'kain yomer b'kol pam shiakanis. Every time he goes into the basic kisei, you should say this to the malachim. You stop and you say to the malachim, because they're not going to come. It's not covered for them to come with you into the basic kisei. So you say b'kovid, a title, etc. And you say, watch me, help me. Wait for me until I come out. Now we don't say that, right? The Machaber says in Shulchan Aruch that nowadays we're not knowing to say this because we're not on the Madrega. Says the Mishnah Berurah to say this. We don't say this. We're not on the Madrega. So what does that mean? So Shiloh, does it mean that we're not on Madrega to have two Malachim constantly accompanying us? Or does it mean that we're not on a Madrega to actually address the Malachim and tell them, Shamruni, Shamruni, Azruni, Azruni? We're not on a Madrega to really feel that, to really, we're not as spiritual, to really sense it, to then actually honestly address those Malachim and say it. And it's more the second way that the poskim more go. It's more the second way that really we do have the Malachim. We're just not on the Madrega to have a direct correspondence with them.
Well, we have a question. We have a question, I think, here as to why we would say it. Is it because we do not have any protection in the basic Yisei?
That's a different discussion. That's a different discussion in the Gemara Brachos for that.
Next cycle.
We got a few years. I'm gonna keep it in. Next cycle. That's the Gemara Brachos. That's really from the Gemara Brachos. This field. Let's continue. So we say, just I wanted to cover that, the Shnei Malachei Sharis.
But where are you now?
We are in Who's Mayid. So we said Shnei Malachei Sharis are Hamlavanos, so they're Mayid and Olav. In the middle, Rabbi Chitka Omer. New idea of who are the Adam. Rabbi Chitka Omer, Nishmasa Shal Adam, He Mayid Olav. The Nisham of a person is Mayid against them. Who's Mayid? So we first say that the stones and the walls of a person's house, they'll be made against them. And then we say the Shnei Malachei Sharis, they'll be made against them. Now we say the Nesham of a person will be made against them. Here it means literally the pasuk talking about one's wife. Watch what you say to your wife, because even things you say to your wife, if it's Lashon Hara, it might even come out. Because she might say something to her friend, it will say something to her friend, it will say something to her friend, and then eventually it'll come out to the person you don't want to find out. That's a Rabbi Marwick actually gave an interesting discussion of whether there's Lashon Hara to one's wife. About the interesting ones. But yeah, from the pasuk you see that there is. Mishucheves chikecho, shema piskepicha. So we're learning Mishucheves chikecho as being the one who lays in your bosom, literally, that's what it means. Mishucheves chikecho, as your neshama, the neshama which is shucheves chikecho, which stays in the person, shema piskepicha, watch what you say, because it will be made against you. So the neshama of a person is made against him. V'yesh oimrim, and some say, Yvarv sho'adam eidim bo. Some say, that it's the evarim, the limbs of a person are made against him. The person's body is made against him. Shnemar atem edai ne'um Hashem. That Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, you are my edim against you. You are the edim against you. And this is what we have to realize. When we do an avera, it mamish, it's in the person. It's not just an X on a chalkboard. It's the person's system has been affected. The person's neshama, his evarim, have been affected in a different way. Okay. That's Chotu B'Nav Shoysim, we see in the Pasuk, this week's Parsha. Okay. Elamuna Vein Avel, the Pasuk then finishes off. Elamuna, next Pasuk, another Pasuk. Elamuna Vein Avel, the Rabbanu Shalom is a Kelamuna Vein Avel. And there, he's a trustworthy, he's an honest God. Vein Avel. And there's no iniquity, there's no wrongdoing. Kelamuna. Kishem, this is a new discussion now. We just went through five opinions who will be made against the person and whether or not he's mishtate b'tzar with the tzibor, and whether or not he joins with the tzar with the tzibor. This is a new discussion now, a new mimer. Kelamun avein avel, kelamun kishem shenifraim and rishayim liyolam havo, afilo olam irakala, just like the Rabbanu Shalom. What do we mean? He's a kelamun, he's a God that is honest, he's believable, he's a kelamuna, that it will get done. Just like he punishes the Rishoyim and Olam Haba, even on a small Avera, that they do, so too, he punishes the Tzadikim in this world on a small Avera, on a small transgression that they do. Vein Avel, and there's no iniquity, there's no wrongdoing by the Rabbanu Shalom. Just like he pays reward to the Tzadikim and Olam Haba, afilu al mitzvah kala, even on a very small mitzvah, she'osin, that they do, kach misham and schar l'rishoyim b'lom haza, afilo mitzvah kala she'osin. So too, he pays up schar to the rishoyim and olam haza, even on a very small mitzvah that they do. And we finish off that tzadik v'yoshar hu. The pasuk finishes off that thus the Rabbanu Shalom is a tzadik v'yoshar. That's kelamun vein ovel tzadik v'yoshar hu. He's a tzadik v'yoshar. Just to give a little bit of an idea on what that gemara means, the Rishoyim, we say, Rishalim, the son of Apanav Lavido. Hashem gives the schar to the Rishoyim for their mitzvahs in Olam Haza, so that they lose all of their zechusim in the world. They get everything that they deserved, but it comes in this world. And then in Olam Haba, there's nothing left. And that's why you'll find bad people in very good situations, seemingly in Gashmias, they're happy, but whatever. And that's their schar in Olam Haza. if you whatever chesed they did, whatever mitzvahs they did, everything's paid up for them in this world if they're real rishayim. And for the tzaddikim, you'll find they have very, very difficult lives many of the times in this world. That's because Hashem wants to pay them up their averus in this world to have it all zechusim in Olam Haba. And obviously the Olam Haba level is a much better level than the Olam Haza level, both in the punishment and in the rewards. Okay, let's continue. That's just what that Gemara means. Let's continue, says the Gemara. Very scary Gemara. B'shas p'tirasa shel adam lebeis olamo. When a person is nifter, lebeis olamo. Kol masav, when a person is deceased, kol masav niftar and lefanav. All of his maisim come before him, all of his actions come before him. V'yomrim lo, and they say to him, kach v'kach asisa b'makam ploni b'yom ploni. You did such and such an act in such a place and such a day. V'hu oimer hein, he says, yes, I did. V'yomrim lo chosim v'chosim. They say, sign on it, and he signs on it. Shnimar b'yad kol adam yachdom, as the pasuk says, that a person signs it by his hand. V'lo od, and not only that, ala shematz the kolav asadin, not only that, but he agrees, and he says that the din is true, the din is right, the din is tzedek, it's proper judgment. V'omer lahem, and he says to them, yafet antusi, that you donned me, you judged me very well. It was a good judgment, it's a fair judgment. L'kayim ha-shenem, I makayim the pasuk that says, l'man titztak bidvarecha, that they will be matzdik your words. They'll justify. They'll affirm. They'll be matzdik bidvarecha your words. The Rabbanu Shalom. Amr Shmuel Kaliyah Shibatanis Nikra Chayte. Now we're going to get back into actual Tanis, and that's going to finish up with the rest of our Gemara. Amr Shmuel says Shmuel Kaliyah Shibatanis Nikra Chayte. Anybody who sits in the Tanis is called a Chayte. Is called a sinner. Savar Kihai Tana. He holds like this Tana. The Tanya. Rebbe Eliezer HaKfar b'Rebbe Omer Matam Alomar v'Chaper Alav Me'asher Chotah LaNefesh. The pasuk says, and again, note that when Shmuel says that one who sits in the Tanis is called a Chote, that doesn't mean a Tanis Tzibor like Tisha B'Av or any of these things, or the rains aren't coming. That's a Yachid who's accepted upon himself. An individual has accepted upon himself a Tanis. That's the case here. So fine. So where does he know it from? He holds like the drasha of Rebbe Eliezer HaKfar b'Rebbe, the son of Rebbe. That, or Berebi, I don't know what that means. Belezra Kfar said on the Pasuk by a Nazir, it says, V'chaper olav me'asher chata l'nefesh. A Nazir, if he becomes Tame Mace, he's not allowed to become Tame to a Mace. He can't come into contact with a dead person. If he does, he has to bring certain karbanis, he has to bring certain offerings. So when it says, V'chaper olav me'asher chata l'nefesh, right, V'kiba is a nefesh chata. What chate did he do? He'll be machaper upon himself. Me'asher chotal anefesh. From this city was chotal anefesh. He just came in contact with the mace. That's not a chait. So he's bringing this. He's bringing these karbanis after he's already been purified from his tumah that he had from being in contact with the mace for a kapara on the nefesh. What nefesh did a chait? V'kibe is a nefesh chotazeh. What chait did this guy do? Elish tzir atzma min ayayin. What he means is on the naziris that he's bringing kapara. Because to mechaper on that which he did for even accepting the Naziris originally. He shouldn't have accepted it originally. To come in contact with the mace, that's not a chait. But to put himself in the situation of Naziris, that was a chait. And that ultimately led to his becoming, his requiring these karbanis to be mechaper, to atone for his becoming tamei with the contact of a mace. For that, we say the karbanis are coming because of the Naziris. They're coming to mechaper on the Naziris. The Naziris is a chait itself. That's the way you would read the pasuk. So v'chaper olav me'asher chotah l'nefesh v'kibe eiz nefesh chotah zeh l'shetzir atzma min ayin. What chait did the nazir do? L'shetzir atzma min ayin. It's because he withheld himself from wine, right? A nazir can't have any wine or grape products. V'halo devarim kavachomer, wouldn't it be a kavachomer? Says Shmuel. V'mazeh shalitzir atzma min ayin nikra chotah. Like this nazir who only withheld himself from wine, the Torah is calling him a chotah for withholding himself from wine. Somebody who withholds himself from everything, how much more so would he be called a chote? So we see the Shmuel says, Kol yoshev betanis nikra chote. Anyone who sits in the tanis is called a chote. Okay. Rabbi Eliezer Omer nikra kaddish. Rabbi Eliezer says he's called a kaddish. No, somebody who sits in the tanis is called a kaddish. Shenemar kaddish yeh gadopera, sarosho. How do we see it from Nazir? Because it says kaddish yeh, the Nazir will be kaddish. Godo peres sarosho, and he'll grow out his hair. And just this person, who's the nazir, who's only withholding himself from one thing, he's only withholding himself from wine and grapes. That's it. That's it. And still Nikra Kaddish, he's called a Kaddish for that. Somebody withholds himself from everything. So we have a basically what in the Tanis? Is he a Chotei or is he a Kaddish? One extreme to another extreme. Shmuel says he's a Chotei. Rabbi Eliezer says he's a Kaddish. How do they know? They know from Nazir, both of them. One darshan's a pasuk that lechaper the keeper of me'asher Chotei lenefesh, that would be a kapar for him. Me'asher Chotei alanefesh, from that which he, as a result of the fact that he did a chait in accepting the Naziris, he needs this kapara for the Tumas mace. So we see a Nazir's called a Chotei. And the other one says, no, Kaddish Yigalapara, Sarosho, referring to the Nazir as a Kaddish, that the Kaddish has to grow his hair out. Why is he Kaddish? Because he withheld himself. So we see one who sits in the Tanis is called a Kaddish. Very extreme machlokes. Let's see. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, V'lishmol ha'ikri Kaddish. What does Shmuel do with the other Pasuk that calls him a Kaddish? Who about Gilaparakai? That Pasuk is going on the hair that grows out from the Nazir. The hair that grows out from him is Asher Behana, if he cuts it out, off, he can't make a shade to love it, etc. And that's Kaddish. There's a Kedusha to the hair of the Nazir that grows out. But he himself is not being called a Kaddish. He himself was called a Chote. That's how Shmuel will read the Pesukim. Ula Rabbi Elazar, by Rabbi Elazar, Hanikra Chote. The Pesuk says he's a Chote. So how can you say he's a Kaddish, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar? Who the soy of Nashe? What it means is, says Rabbi Elazar, he reads the Pesuk, Pashit, that by the fact that he made himself Tane to a mace when he's not supposed to. Based on his Naziris, he has a certain Kedusha, and he shouldn't be matame to Mason, and here he was, that the Torah is calling a chait for the fact that he became tame. But the Naziris originally, the whole acceptance of Naziris to withhold himself from wine and grapes, etc., that he's a Kaddish. Just the fact that he became tame, that is called a chait. And the kapara is the keeper of me'asher chata l'nevesh. It's a kapara for the chait of becoming tame. Okay, that's how I read the pasuk. Umi amar Rebbe Elazar hachi. We said, did Rebbe Elazar really say that somebody sits in the Tanis is called a Kaddish? V'amar Rebbe Elazar li'olam yimad adam atzmo. Ki'ilu Kaddish, Shorei Betoch Meyav. A person should always yimod Adam Atzmo. A person has to judge himself. A person should measure himself, view himself, hold himself. Ki'ilu Kaddish, Shorei Betoch Meyav. Ki'ilu, that there's a Kedusha, the Kaddish, i.e. Ki'ilu, the Rabbana Shalilam, is Shorei Betoch Meyav, is dwelling within his stomach, within his intestines. Shnemar Bekirbacha Kaddish, V'lo Ava Be'ir. Meaning, a person has to view himself as his body, is Kaddish, and he shouldn't cause damage to it, right? The body is holy, people say. In this sense, it is that a person has to not do damage to it. You shouldn't damage it. You shouldn't fast, because fasting will cause damage to that which is Kaddish. So how can Rabbi Elazar say that somebody who is Yoshi Batanis is Nikra Kaddish, when at the same time he holds that a person has to view himself ki ilu Kaddish Shori Betoch Meyav? The person has to view himself like there's a, that the Rabbanu Shlomo, like Kedusha is Shoroi B'toch Meyav, is in essence within his belly, within his insides. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Bekir B'cha Kaddish, that within you is the Kedusha, is Kedusha. V'la'ava Be'ir, that's how the Pasuk finishes. Answers the Gemara Lokashya, Hada Matzi Litz'irei Nafshe, Hada L'matzi Litz'irei Nafshe. He is able to sit in a Tanis. He's a Kaddish if he sits in a Tanis for fasting. He is called a Kaddish, but only in the case where it doesn't compromise the Bekir B'cha Kaddish. It doesn't compromise his viewing, his health. It doesn't compromise his health. It doesn't compromise his viewing his insides as also being Kaddish. So where he's able, let's say Renashi, he's able to hold the tsar of the fast without damaging anything, with still being healthy, still upholding himself, then it's permissible, and he's called a Kaddish for fasting. But were it to compromise the Kedusha within his insides, compromise his health, he's not able to lamutzi litzurei nafshe, he's not able to be mitzayer, his nefesh, then he should not fast. Okay. This machmoshe in Parshas Naso is an interesting pshat here. He says that kilu kaddish shor b'toch meyav, the nefesh, he says, is... So at the end of the day, we basically say that that Rebbe Elazar holds you should fast. Kolzman, it's not going to be damaging. It's not going to have any effect. You're able to hold it very easily and still function, still be totally healthy, and still feel like you're preserving that which is Kaddish. Lismach Moshe says that the nefesh in the guf is bitzar. Person's soul in his body is always in a tsar, right? The body is, the soul is an unlimited being, held within a very limited being. Limited space, as many returns, as many desires, that the body is not able to fulfill, the body's not able to carry out. And it's limited also by the tsaris of the body and the desires of the body, etc. So, however, how does the soul deal with such tsar? Because there's a kaddish shor b'toch meyav, because b'kirbach kaddish, the Rabbanu Shalom is also within the person in a sense. And then he'll say, the soul will say, that roi le'evad lias karabo, it's best for a servant to be like his master. The Rabbanu Shalom's here, okay, so I'll be here, I'll deal with it, right? Then, when can he fast? When it doesn't compromise the kaddish shor b'toch meyav. That's matzil tzirei nashe, the nefesh is able to hold the tsar. What is the problem? If the fasting compromises the shor b'toch meyav, it compromises the bekir b'chakadosh, it compromises the sense that the Rabbanu Shalom is within the person, the holiness of the body, then the soul's left alone in the body. The Rabbanu Shalom is not there. And lo matzilat tzirei nafshe, it's not able to deal with the tsar. It's left alone. It's not, there's no comfort. That's what the Yismach Moshe says. Let's continue. Reish Lakish Amar Nikra Chassid. Reish Lakish says this is the same idea, that he's called a chassid for fasting. Shnemer gomel nafsho ish chesed, v'oicha she'ero achzari. The pasuk finishes. One who is gomel nafsho, who's enhancing, he goes over to his nefesh, he's perished from the gashmias to grow spiritually in fasting, that's an ish chesed, he's a chassid, he's a person of chesed. V'oicha she'ero achzari. However, that's only if he's not damaging she'ero, he's not damaging his flesh. Same rule as Rabbi Eliezer above. It's only kaddish, it's only chassid, it's only an ish chassid if he's not damaging his flesh. If he's damaging his flesh, that's achzari already. That's something, that's a person who doesn't care about himself and doesn't care about other people. So but basically, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Eliezer, fasting is good when it is fully productive. If there's any unproductive aspect of it, don't fast. Amar of Shesha says of Shesha's, "Hi, Barbei Rav, the Yosef Tanisa Lecho Kabbal Shirusei." This student of the yeshiva, this Barbei Rav, this Talmud of the yeshivas, that sits in the Tanis, it might as well be that a dog ate his meal. There's no chashivas, there's no meaning to his Tanis. It doesn't get reward for fasting. It would be the same thing, the equivalent of if he wanted to eat, but somebody ate his, a dog came and ate his meal. There's nothing to it. What does that mean? It says the Kesav Sofer, Yosef Betanisa. We say when a person is bottle, he's Yoshev bottle. He sits down doing nothing. He's sitting in a Tanis. What's the lesson of sitting in a Tanis? Kesav Sofer says, because it means he's taken away from his learning. It's Mavatlan from doing things. He's just sitting there in a Tanis. So for that, he doesn't get schar because he's bottle. It's Mavatlan from his Avoida, from his learning. Then a dog might as well have eaten the meal. He doesn't really get any reward for that. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba in Tanis Tzibur B'Bavel L'Tishah Bav Belvad. Says Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba that in Bavel, the only Tanis Tzibur they would have was Tishah Bav. That was the only Tanis Tzibur they had in Bavel. Rashi says it means he's referring to the Chamisha Inuyim. He's referring to a Tanis Tzibur in the sense of the five Inuyim. Of not having sikh as usher, wearing sandals, leather shoes as usher. Now, why is that being brought in our Gemara, according to Rashi? I don't know. Tosfos learns a little differently, but his question would still be a question according to Tosfos.
What was the question?
His question was, what about the other four? What about the Shivas Patamas? And so we say, but that's basically, by Rashi, that's how he learns the Gemara. Tosfos learns it's because they always had rain in Bavel, so they never had a fast beyond those four fasts. They never had to fast for rain. That's what he says. But Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, we'll speak. What was it?
Rashi said basically that.
Yeah, the five Inuyim.
Oh, I said.
Five Inuyim.
Yeah.
The Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar Reish Lakish ain't tamid hocham Rashi leishi patanis mipnei shemamai b'malacha shemayim. It says Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba in the name of Reish Lakish, a tamid hocham is not allowed to sit in the tanis. He should not sit in the tanis mipnei shemamai b'malacha shemayim. Because it's Mamayim from Malacha Shemayim. And the Lamaisa application of this is the Shavuot, the weeks between, basically between Hanukkah and Purim, Shmos, the Parshas Mishpatim, that they fast every Monday, Thursday, the minute is to fast. And the reason we really don't, a lot of it is because the yeshiva movement, that it's Mamayim, it's Bittul Torah to fast, so don't fast. Some of the Sephardi yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael do. The Bubba Sali, fasted every Monday, Thursday. Every Monday, Thursday, he would fast. Forget your shavuot. But that's a person who's able to hold that and be misalah with it. Again, for him, it was fully productive. Okay. Oichlin v'shoysin mishchashecha. We eat and drink mishchashecha. Again, we're going back to the Mishnah, that with these tanesim, that they would fast for the rain, they would eat and drink right after the fast. right? Right after the fast ends, the day ends, they would eat and drink. Again, these are the fasts that they would do the Monday, Thursday, Monday. Yechidim from Yud Zayin Mar Cheshvin and the Tzibur from Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Amar Rabbi Zeira says Rabbi Zeira Amar Rav Huna Yochid Shkibul of Tanis a field of Ochav Veshosa Kol Laila Lamachru Mispalat Filas Tanis. A Yochid accepts a Tanis upon himself. See later on in our Gemara that a Yochid, an individual in order to fast, needs to accept the fast upon him officially on the onset of the day before, at Mincha time, right after davening or towards the end of the davening, he says Eya B'Tanis Lamachru, I'll be in a Tanis tomorrow, and he has officially accepted upon himself a neder equivalent of fasting. Okay, he needs a Kabbalah's Tanis. So then, however, it only counts for the day following. But the night, that night, after that mincha, he's accepted the Tanis, he can eat and drink as much as he wants, and the next day is still a full Tanis, and he will say Anenu, the Tefillah's Tanis that we say in davening, he'll say Anenu, that Tefillah, in davening. And if we're going to go, this is going to be a more extensive discussion later of the Tefillah's Anenu, but that's what it means when it means Tefillah's Tanis. That we add to the Shemoneh Esrei there. So we say, Lan b'taneso, if a person accepted the Tanis on himself already, and he fasted that day, right? Then the night afterwards, he was Lan b'taneso, he happened to sleep over while still fasting. And he decided that having not eaten, i.e., make it easier, person accepted the fast on a Monday. Monday afternoon, he accepts the fast. Tuesday day, he fasts the whole day. Tuesday night, he's allowed to eat, but he didn't. He slept over. And then he decided in the morning, well, I slept over. I haven't eaten yet. I might as well just go another day. So he fasts all of Wednesday. Is that a fast? He didn't. It was seemingly was circumstantial, and then later on he committed to it. Is that a fast that he would say Anenu in, that he would say Tefillas Tanis in? Do we consider that to be a fast? He never originally accepted the Wednesday to be a day of fasting. That's our case. So says the Gemara that Lan B'Taneso, he sleeps over in his Tanis, he sleeps over fasting, and a Mispalos al Tanis. The next day he does not say Anenu in the davening. He doesn't say Anenu in his davening. Okay, even though he fasted the whole day and happened to be fasted the night before. And the idea here, why would he need to fast the night before? Because here he never originally accepted it. So the Havamina would be that since it was consecutive, he just kept going with the fast, that it would be like one big fast and you would continue to say Anenu. However, just note that a person who accepts, I'm fasting on the Monday, he says, I'm fasting Tuesday and Wednesday, well, he can eat at both nights and he'll still say Anenu during those days of Tuesday day, Wednesday day. Okay, but this guy never accepted it. I would think maybe since it's consecutive, he kept going, he would say Anenu. No, Enemy Spalo Sotanis, he doesn't say Anenu. It's not, we're really not recognizing it as a Tanis. Amar Rav Yosef. Well, Rav Yosef wants to know, Mike Sover of Huna, why not? What is the problem there that we don't say Anenu when he sleeps over the night and follows through with the next day and doing a Tanis? Svirale, does Rav Huna hold that Ein Mis'anin Lasos, Ein Mis'anin L'Sho'os? Does Rav Huna hold that you do not fast L'Sho'os? There's no such thing as accepting a fast midway through the day. Ein Mis'anin L'Sho'os. Does he hold that you cannot be misana l'shos? You can't fast per hour. We'll see what the meaning of that is later. Odilma misana l'shos. Maybe he holds that you can fast for accept a fast for a number of hours. But misana l'shos and a mispalat tefilas tanis. One who does fast for a number of hours does not daven tefilas tanis. So is the reasoning here that there wasn't an original acceptance of the fast? He only accepted later on to fast a certain amount, and the next morning he already hadn't eaten, so he decided, well, I'm going to keep fasting. So when did he accept the fast? He only accepted it for the remaining hours of the day. He didn't accept the full day as a fast. He made an acceptance, although he had fasted the entire day, and he has to fast the entire day, even in the Tanis L'Sho'os, we'll see. I think it's Pasha, you have to fast the entire day, but his acceptance was only for part of the day. His acceptance of the Tanis, his commitment to fast, was only for a part of the day. It wasn't for the whole day. So is it that's not a fast? That's what we see in Rav Huna's statement? Or is it that is a fast, and really holds it is a fast, but you don't say Anenu? That's all he's coming to say. Halan b'taneso, he made a commitment the next morning really to continue fasting. During the morning, he made the commitment to continue fasting. That is a fast, But we don't say Aneinu for a Tanis Sha'os.
How long is a standard fast, just from date, from Amud HaShachar until night?
Yeah, but you would have accepted it. Yeah, this is a guy, Pashtus will say he accepted it in the morning after he woke up. It's already past Amud HaShachar. Because of the Magen Avraham, the way the Mishnah brings me, the way I'm saying. So we say, Amar Lei, Abaye. Abaye answers, La'olam k'savar v'una misanan l'sho'os, v'amisanan l'sho'os mispalat tefilas Tanis. The rule is, you have a Tanis Sha'os. You can do this. But one who fasts l'sho'os and one who fasts l'sho'os does normally say anenu, does normally say tefilas tanis. Mishani ha'chad ikas shows the lelia de lokabo ali miikara. And over here it's different because by the hours that he fasted in the night, those were not originally in the Kabbalah. Those were not originally accepted to fast on the fast during. Mishani ha'chad ikas shows the lelia de lokabo ali miikara. And we'll go with one opinion here. The idea is that you have to accept the fast the day before. For example, a Tanis Sha'os where I would say Aneinu would be, I made a Kabbalah the day before by Mincha to fast until Chatzos. Or I made a Kabbalah the day before to fast from Chatzos until the rest of the day. Only half the day I accepted. Now, I had an acceptance to Sha'os, but then I circumstantially or decided to fast the whole day, right? So where I have the Kabbalah before, and I fast the whole day, even though my Kabbalah, my original acceptance to fast was only for a number of hours, but I fasted the whole day, in the hours I accepted upon myself to fast, I will say during that period, Aneinu, Tefilas Aneinu. But if I did not originally accept upon myself on the onset of the day before to fast, I simply accepted upon myself midway through that day to continue fasting, then that is not going to be sufficient, and I would not say Aneinu, although that would be Choshev to a certain extent. We'll see later on, there's enough meaning in doing that, but that's not considered Tanis L'Sho'os. That's not called the Tanis L'Sho'os that you would say Aneinu by, and over here he did not have the Kabbalah, the acceptance from the day before. Okay, and that's the Halacha by the Yeshomer brought in the Mechaber. There is a big discussion in it, but that's, we'll go with that. Okay, it fits with our Gemara. Vishani Hochid Ika shows the Lilia the Lakabali Miikara. Marukva Ikla Liginzak. Marukva travels Liginzak. Ba'umine and Eskimim Misanin Lashos or Ain Misanin Lashos. Can you have a Tanis Lashos or is there no such thing as a Tanis Lashos? Is it a real Kabbalah's Tanis to accept the Tanis for a few hours of the day or not? Lov Biyoda, he didn't know. Kankanin Shalnachrim Asurin Omutarin. They asked him, are the Kankanim, the pitchers of the Goyim, that they use for Yayin Nesach. So they had Yayin Nesach in it. Are they Usser or Mutter? Now this isn't a case where you're not kashering it. You're going to leave it out. You left it out for a certain amount of time. Does it eventually become Mutter? Are we worried that there's, this is a Kli Cheres here, Pashtus, that are we worried that there's a residue or a Blias that are have a Moshes to them in the Kli or not? Or if there's a certain amount of time, we say there's nothing there anymore. Can you use it if there's a certain amount of time? B'mash Shemesh, Moshe kol shivas yimei amaluim. They asked another question to Mar Ukva. What did Moshe Rabbeinu wear during the 7 yimei amaluim? We find that he didn't wear big day kahuna. Aaron wore the big day kahuna. It's not mistaver that Moshe Rabbeinu, it doesn't make sense to see Moshe Rabbeinu during the shivas yimei amaluim, during the 7 days of the inauguration of the Mishkan, where Moshe Rabbeinu served at really bringing karbanis. That was a haras shah. It was a special rule that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do that. He wasn't a kohen. But what did he wear? He didn't have big day kahuna. He wasn't wearing his weekday clothing. What was he wearing? Love biyode. And again, on the third question, Mar Ukva didn't have an answer. So what did he do? Ozo v'sho'il be'midrasha. He went and he asked in the base medrash. Amrulei, they said to him, Hilchus amisanan l'sho'os mispalun tefilas tanis. They said to him, the halacha is, on the first question, the halacha is that misanan l'sho'os umispalun tefilas tanis. That you can fast for a number of hours during the day, umispalun tefilas tanis, and you do say anenu. We are machshev that when you accept upon yourself a fast for 6 hours of the day, whatever part it might be, you are committed to that, that is a real tanis, and provided that you fast the full day, you should continue fasting the full day, but you would say anenu.
Wait a minute.
The full day following, yeah. I have to look up again, Tavkav Samach Beis, exact halachas of that. But the Hilchasa, and the halacha is that the pitchers of the goyim, after 12 months, are mutter. After 12 months, we're not worried. There was yayin nesach in it. There was wine touched by goy in it. And the After 12 months, we say that there's probably no residue. The bleas are not going to come out. They're in pug, whatever. And whatever. After 12 months, that it would be mutter. B'mah shemesh Moshe, if you leave it alone for 12 months, it's mutter. B'mah shemesh Moshe, kol zayin v'imei maluim, b'chalak lovin. What was it that Moshe Rabbeinu served in the 7 days of the inauguration of the Mishkan? What was he wearing? He was wearing a chaluk lovin, a white tunic. Rav Kahana Masne, Rav Kahana taught, b'chaluk lovin she'en lo imra. Rav Kahana taught he was wearing a chaluk lovin, a white tunic that didn't have any stitches. It was a single piece. Why? Because they shouldn't be choshed him that maybe he took the money from the funds for the Mishkan and was hiding it in the stitches of his baguette. That's how far Moshe Rabbeinu goes. And you see in his Taina this week, he said in Precious Karach, he says, "Lo chamaret mechamem nasasi." I didn't do anything to any of them. He kept good on all bases, kept clean on all bases. Okay. I'll speak out. Interestingly, we see that if you're Makabal Atanis, try to look up Tanis Shoals a little better. If you're Makabal Atanis, we see you don't fast, although you accept the fast from the onset of the day, you don't fast until the morning. So the Achronim ask the following question. You have to accept the fast by Mincha the day before. So at night, is that a day of Tanis? Or do you just have to accept the day before, but it really doesn't start until the morning? Meaning, is the morning just, that's when you actually have to practice the achila, the withholding of the food and drink? But at night already, that whole day is a day of Tanis. That is a Yom Tanis, as we call it, Yom Tzom. Many times we'll fall. The day is a day of Tanis, right? Or do we say that, no, you're accepting it and it doesn't start until the morning? The shaila is like this. Shiva Eser Batamas, can you do a chasana on the night of Shiva Eser Batamas? Again, chasana you can't do during the 3 weeks, right? Start by Shiva Eser Batamas. The shaila is that, does it start at night or in the morning? Does the avelis of Shiva Eser Batamas, since the fast is only in the morning, is that the whole deal of Shiva Eser Batamas is only in the morning with the fast? Or is it a whole day of fasting, a whole day of avelis, just the practice of it is only performed in the morning? And I think Rav Moshe is makel with it, but it's a big discussion. There is Rav Machmir against Rav Moshe. I think Rav Moshe Sternbach is Machmir against him. But this is the discussion. This is one idea of the discussion. Another discussion here, we say it's usher for a person to be Mitzayer himself. A person can't be Mitzayer himself. Is there, a few minutes, is there Tsar Bali Chaim by a person? Would you say Tsar Bali Chaim to a person? Does that apply or does it only apply to animals? So the Chavis Yoyer says Tsar Bali Chaim only applies to an animal. Why? Because an animal is not able to cope with pain. An animal doesn't have the das, it doesn't have the reasoning, it's in pain, there's an instinct, I'm in pain. There's no way to cope with it. A person, however, in most circumstances, a person is able to get out of his, obviously can't be Matara people, it's not, but a person is able to, when he's able to deal with his circumstances, or whatever, he's able to deal with that tsar, there's no issue of tsar bali chayim, because a person has the reasoning, has the logic to accept the tsar upon himself. And this is an idea like Tanis, where it's productive. It's a productive idea. I'm accepting the tsar, or I am being Matara myself. I feel like there's a productiveness to it. So is it Tsar Bali Chaim by a person or not? This is a discussion. Nafkamina mainly is like this. You see a person, we know that if you see the donkey of another person being carried, held down by its weight, by its bundle, you have to go help the donkey. Why? Because it's Tsar Bali Chaim to the donkey. The donkey's in pain. He's got these, he's a Revitz Tachas Meso. So when a person is carrying a very heavy load, you see, I mean, obviously you should do it, but is there the same chiv? Are you chayv out to that mitzvah to help a person also? You see an old woman carrying 15 bags from 7-1 Market heading to a car that's parked at the end of the parking lot. Obviously, you should help the woman. But are you chayiv because of prikivit te'ino? Are you chayiv because of that mitzvah? The Rashba says you're not. Because a person has the das to know that you shouldn't be carrying 15 bags all the way to the end of the parking lot. The same idea. A person has the das. He's able to hold the pain. He's not able to deal with it. This they bring that you see in the Rashba that he doesn't hold of tsar bali chayiv by a person. However, the Sefer Charedim holds that you do have to help the person because of prikivit te'ina. And Sefer Chassidim also says that there's tzar bali chayim by a person as well. We'll stop there 5 minutes before davening. Everyone have a good day.